It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Most Colorado school district websites during remote learning did not set clear expectations around attendance, hours of weekly instruction, and grading. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
A new report from watchdog group A Plus Colorado reviewed 56 websites of the districts with the highest number of students living in poverty. It found most websites also didn't have information on supports for students with disabilities, English language learners, and how to get mental health services. But the organization representing school districts said the report amounts to kicking schools when they're down. It said in 2 weeks, schools were delivering meals and laptops, organizing graduations, and teaching online, and that districts communicated with parents directly. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
COVID-19 has found its way to the Colorado State Penitentiary in Canyon City, where 24 inmates and 7 staff members have now tested positive. The Boulder County Jail and the Arrowhead Correctional Facility in Fremont also reported new outbreaks on Wednesday. Colorado utilities and environmental groups want water assistance in the next federal relief package. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The coalition sent a letter to Colorado senators and representatives. Corey Bell, an attorney with the National Resources Defense Council, says it asks for billions in direct assistance for water utilities and their customers.
The COVID pandemic has made it even more critical that people have access to water in their homes because people need to be able to wash their hands right now.
More than 35 groups and cities signed the letter, including Denver Water, the state's largest water provider. Democrats and Republicans are currently negotiating the next coronavirus relief package. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Ivanka Trump will be in Colorado today for a 2-day tour, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Conservation and childcare are the issues on the agenda. First daughter Ivanka Trump will spend Thursday at Rocky Mountain National Park with Interior Secretary David Bernhardt. They'll highlight congressional passage of Republican Senator Cory Gardner's Great American Outdoors Act. Gardner will join in on the tour Friday. He, Trump, and officials from the Departments of Labor and Health and Human Services will participate in a roundtable talk on how to reopen childcare centers safely. The last time Trump visited Colorado on an official trip was last July, when she talked apprenticeships at a Lockheed Martin tour. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Much of Colorado has the chance for thunderstorms this afternoon and into this evening. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.